This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the Censored Me Not podcast. A thoughts and opinions after dark variety show of movie reviews and other topics to talk about. In geek and pop culture, entertainment, news events, paranormal, wrestling, music, anime, comic books, gaming, current and past news, flashbacks, adult-only topics, and any genre in general. Just ask any topics and I'll cover it.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Today I'll be talking about a movie called Night of the Juggler. And this movie, I was shocked. I never even heard about this movie. And this is a 1980s movie. And this is like one of my types of movies that is so cool. Like, even that's New York film in that area. It's like, I thought I saw a lot of them. And I like movies like that because it's based in my territory. Especially in the Bronx too. Another part of this movie, which is pretty cool. And my friend just talked about this movie. He told me, you never saw this movie? Because it's similar to Nighthawks. It has that kind of vibe, you know, with a Stallone vibe. But this movie, Night of the Juggler, stars James Brolin, who's Josh Brolin's dad, you know. And they're both famous, you know, because James does Amityville Horror. He did a lot of movies after this and before this. And, of course, his son is famous, you know, mainly playing Thanos in the Avengers movie. And he does a lot of movies that's non-comic movie, of course. His son. So he's famous. His dad was famous too. And I'm just surprised I never heard about it. And as I saw it, and this was such a good freaking movie. Oh my God, I really enjoyed this. And the movie's about this father and daughter. And this daughter gets kidnapped by this psychopath who's trying to hold his daughter for ransom. But the problem is, the daughter he was supposed to kidnap was a daughter of a rich family. So he kidnapped the wrong daughter that looked like the other daughter. So you kidnapped the daughter of a former cop. So now the former cop, played by, of course, James Brolin, is going out throughout the city, going crazy, getting pissed off. The cops ain't doing nothing, can't do anything. They're not working, pretty much. So he's going to tear the New York City apart, breaking cars, you know, going to certain areas to do his investigation, trying to find his daughter, you know, against the psychopath. And the guy that plays the psychopath that kidnaps his daughter for ransom, yo, he's a good actor too, especially when we get to the final scene when they start going at it, and he's acting mad psycho, you know. Very good movie, man. It's like good acting. I like the cast. And the female that also helps him in this movie, that helps James Brolin's character, I found out that she's actually, if you've had a Fright Night Part 2, the original one, the female vampire villain, this actress is also in this movie too, by the way. And I was like, wow. I looked at her face and she looks familiar. So I had to go on IMDb and I'm like, it was her after all. So that was pretty cool though. But it says in the Bronx also, when he was fighting the gangs that were going after him, he was beating the gangs up. And that was a pretty good scene too. But all in all, this movie was super enjoyable. Definitely a lot of suspense, a lot of thrill, a lot of drama. Definitely check it out, Night of the Juggler.
Peace out, and see you later, guys and gals.